guess I'll probably finish here. So, as I've mentioned, the dominant important objects associated with JavaScript are those associated with which we already sort of browse with the navigator, which is when under navigator we have window and document and all that stuff. There are 7 other built-in objects in JavaScript. There's array, which we've done already. Boolean, I don't think is terribly interesting. There's a rather general function object, which we'll discuss. There's a date object, which is almost identical to the Java date object. There's a math object, a number object, and a string object. And so we have, this says that in JavaScript we have 8 sort of families of objects built in, each of which has a hierarchy, of which 90% of the complexity is in, or maybe 95% of the complexity is in the navigator hierarchy. And there's a little bit of complexity in these other built-in objects. And so that sort of illustrates why at the beginning of this discussion of JavaScript, I said that JavaScript can be thought of as a sort of language built around the manipulation of HTML documents. So 95% or whatever it is of its complexity is in the objects and the methods associated with the navigator and everything that hangs off navigator, and it has these tiny other capabilities. Whereas if you look at C or Fortran or C++ or even Java, you have a much richer set of capabilities. So JavaScript has far more detail than those other languages on the window and HTML documents, and far less detail on all these other properties. It just has enough to, you know, it needs date because you might want to write the date on the document. It needs math because you might want to do some arithmetic with the form. It needs strings because strings are part of documents. And the rest, it certainly needs numbers. And we need arrays. So it just has the absolute minimum necessary to be able to manipulate documents. And that's all it has. So we will hopefully finish JavaScript next time, and there is a homework on the web for JavaScript.